Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Tidal. Welcome to staticradio.com.
Keep going, I thought.
Probably the internet's most informative web talk show.
About you, or what? What
about
are we informative
me.
About, yeah?
About myself, and today we'll be talking about macrame a little bit.
Me, myself, and I. Who sang that song, anyway?
George Harrison.
Was it?
I'm mine.
No, not that one.
Oh.
I think it was De La Soul.
Anyway. So, yeah.
De La Soul. So anyway.
Yeah. So.
Oh, not much. I was going to say, if you haven't watched it, I think I alluded to it last week, but we hadn't actually finished it. So we kind of recorded the show, and then I got the tape, and then I edited the tape and of your visit to the Macomb Underworld, or whatever you want to call it. I don't. Well, it was a haunted Macomb. And so we really didn't know what to say about it because I hadn't seen it. So
right.
This week it's edited. It's out there.
It's in the can. It's in the can.
It's in the can, so to speak.
Right.
Yes.
In your lingo.
Yeah, my lingo.
My kid hated it. He was bored with it.
It is boring. It's boring as all hell.
He's like, Dad, this is stupid.
This is the worst video you've ever shot. So
he's like, Dad, I will never get back these 7 minutes in my life again.
It was very boring. We didn't, But if you want to watch it, you can watch it.
My next video will be of a strip club or something. How's that?
There you go. I see a can of Mountain Dew and two blondes. That's just me.
That's a different video, but we're not talking about that.
No, but it was boring, but I didn't want to cut it. I didn't know what to cut. And then, I mean, if I cut...
Well...
I thought the most interesting... If you watch it, just... Wait, stop here, everybody. Stop and go watch it. If you haven't watched it, you can be bored for 7 minutes and then come back.
Yeah.
And then... And what we'll try to do is make this part 7 minutes shorter, so we still only take about 20 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, I work with what I had. Sorry,
But the most interesting thing was the guy telling you, getting ready to go.
Dan.
Yeah, and then I thought, but if that's the longest piece, then doesn't that really kind of.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of.
It was
anticlimactic
fun.
Or something?
The video doesn't really do it justice. All right.
Yeah.
It's more of actually something you'd have to see and feel yourself. But
did you feel cold chills? You should have mentioned it maybe or something.
I was in that one room that on the mirror it says I love you or something like that.
And you
that
wow.
room. Okay, here's a couple kooky things. I got in that room and that was like got like super cold in that room.
Yeah, it could have been that portable air conditioner they had in the corner, but that's a.
That was a very creepy location. My wife thought that someone pulled her hair. Okay.
Up high or down low?
At that up high. My camera phone on my phone stopped working at that last location, that old house.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take any more pictures. It just stopped.
Well, that's pretty obvious. That's normal for your stuff.
Okay.
If you buy stuff at Radio Shack, that's what you get.
I did not film it, but our guy Dan had, at that last location, had asked for the ghost to contact people.
Had a full head of hair at the end of it. Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh. And my wife and this lady were in a different room, but they could hear him talking. And right where they were standing, like two glasses like clinked together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that doesn't prove that there's an afterlife, then nothing will.
I don't think I think it proves it's very freaking boring, but that's...
No, you had to be there. Like I said, the video really doesn't do it justice. I don't have night vision, unfortunately, with my camera. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we needed that.
But,
Well, for what it is, it's out there, so...
I mean, I didn't really see anything like look like a ghost or anything like that. Okay, I'll be honest with you, but just a creepy sensation. The first location I thought was... really freaked me out, but then the other two weren't,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it is what it is, so it's out there.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, good.
I shot it. You know, I shot it. I was only there for like 2 hours, and I shot what I had. So
yeah, you shot your wad right there.
What was weird was, like, it was raining, so they wanted to, like, kind of do, like, this little introduction thing. But they usually do it outside, but they herded everyone into this big room upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And they had this fog machine. So that's where I said, man, I feel like I'm at a Willie Nelson concert. Because, right. You know, it looked like, you know, like a college party, like dope was going around or something. But it was just a fog machine. But, you know, just... Yeah. It was kind of, that was kind of weird. And there was like all these candles. And I kept thinking, man, if there's a fire, this really? Is going to be like that Great White, you know, concert. Man. There's going to be people freaking jumping out windows, man. And
once bitten, twice shy, baby.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, you know, it was cool. I enjoyed it.
You know. Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But no one else will on the video, but that's okay. But I was going to tell you a scary experience I had real quick here.
Yeah.
I went and I took the GRE test, which is a graduate school entrance thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they shuttled me down to a real small, tiny room in a really old building and stripped me of my dignity, basically, to take this stupid-ass test. You, what? Let me tell you how it went.
I have so many questions about it. Like, you just jump into this. Well, I had this thing inserted in me for no good reason. I had to.
I didn't say anything. I was like, well, wait.
You're cutting out half the story. What? Why are you doing this? What is this? A job requirement or what is this?
Oh, no. I thought I might try to get my master's degree in something. So.
Oh, I see.
So I took this. I had to take this test. That's part of the deal, right?
Right.
So I go to St. Louis University to take this test.
Yeah.
And my little instructions say be there at 12:30.
Right.
So I get there, and the guy's like, oh, you're supposed to be a half hour early for all tests. I'm like, a half hour early for a test? I'm like, what? There's nothing on my paper that says I have to be a half hour early.
You flunked?
No, I didn't flunk. So I'm like, I show him, and I'm like, you know, he's like, oh, this must be in the new form, you know. Mm-hmm. He's the, you know, I don't know what he was, but he was giving me a little attitude, you know.
Yeah.
He certainly was much younger than I was, so.
Uh-huh.
He goes, oh, we got to fill this out. And I'm like, okay. You know, it was like a clipboard, you know, you get the doctor's office or something. But the dumb thing was all you had to do was you had to take a paragraph that they had already typed up and write it in the box below it at saying that you wouldn't give away any of the answers or anything.
Okay.
For the give away the questions and answers for the test.
Right. And that's what you're going to do tonight. Yeah.
No.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Woo!
So I fill that stupid ass thing out and I'm like, you know, I'm like, what the fuck, you know, it's just stupid. So then I get in there, the guy's like, you got to empty all your pockets out and put them in the locker. And I felt like I was in Cool Hand Luke for a second, you know. I felt like Strother Martin's.
Did you have to
Bob. What we got here is a failure to communicate.
You didn't have to spread your cheeks. Or
no, we stopped at that, but I was like, geez, what the hell? And it had these little lockers. And,
yeah.
And he's like, I go, everything? He's like, yeah, everything
uh-huh.
except for your ID and,
uh-huh.
and you don't get to take a pencil or anything. And I'm like, what the?
What about my calculator watch?
Yeah, exactly. And so he's like, and I'm like, what the crazy... What the fuck is... And so then it's like I brought all these pencils because I thought, you know, I was going to have to fill out those little dots.
Right.
Well, it's all computerized, which is great. But they wouldn't even let me take my own pencil in. They give you scratch paper and pencils.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they take them away from you at the end. And so it's like... It was just like weird. Plus, the room that I was in was in the basement of an old building all the way back in the corner with no directional signs.
Right.
So, like, I had to ask the lady, and she's like, you got to go down, you know, and I got to wander around for a while. And then I could take away all my stuff out of my pockets, and I go, this is going to take a while. Because, like, I have my work badge, and then I have my work keys, and I got all this change, you know.
Yeah.
Because I had to pay the meter. They don't even give you free parking. So, I'm like, you know.
Yeah,
it's like in the big letters at the top of this thing I had to copy over. It's like, make sure you go to the bathroom before you start, you know. And like fucking Nazi test or something. I'm like, what's up? And then they record you while you're doing the test.
Wow.
Yeah, this will be videotaped and audio recorded. And I'm like, what the? And then they give you these things. They're like, there's headphones in there if you think it's too noisy. And they're like these shooters head things for people who shoot guns.
Right.
You know those orange things?
Right.
And so, like, all these chicks got these stupid-ass orange things on their heads. Mm. And I'm like, this is just... There was only five computers in this little tiny room.
Yeah.
And there's three chicks there, you know. Uh-huh. And then me. I guess I was the fourth chick, so...
Oh, man.
But then I'm like, I'm not putting on those fucking shooter things. They probably got lice on them or something. Yeah. I don't care if it's noisy. What do I care? You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't concentrate. Oh. So anyway, I took the stupid thing, but it was a nightmare as far as I felt like, you know, I haven't flown since the 9/11 incident.
Right.
But it seemed like it was worse than that potentially. I know people who have flown, and it's like they've had problems. It's like, God, I empty my pockets, and you know,
right.
Pull your pockets inside out, sir. I want to make sure there's nothing in them.
Let's see the cheeks.
Yeah, no, it was just a bad deal. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it at all, but we'll see, you know, if it'll help me start going to school or whatever. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see.
I figure I need to get another degree because this one's just not, you know, cutting it.
Right.
You know, the one that you got and I got?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. Yep. It's doing fine. I have no... I just thought maybe I should do it. It sounds like a good idea. I give it a shot.
There you go.
That's so it's like, this is all the hoops. Show me the hoops. I'll jump them, whatever. And like, well, one of the hoops is you're going to be degraded. Oh, well, there you go.
Why don't all you girls take off your clothes?
Couldn't I just go and get poop flung at me by monkeys or something? I think I'd like that better. I think I'd like that better than the whole, you know, it puts the lotion in the basket. You know?
Yeah.
So that was my week.
Wow.
Then I got a 10-minute break and I had to run out and feed the fucking meter because I only got like 2 hours. So I'm like trying to dig my change out of the stupid locker. I got to go feed the meter. Yeah, hey, whatever.
Better go pee.
And he's like, you didn't bring your scratch paper out, did you? No. I got to go wee, you know.
Can I watch you?
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, you can wee in this coffee cup over
here.
Here's
your cup. Yeah, right in front of me.
Yeah, I gotta test that.
Then you have to drink it.
Yeah. Nice. So what's going on with you?
So what? I heard something on the news said that, you know, Walmart's kind of all down because they've lost, you know, money this last quarter, and I figured out why that is.
Because you stopped going or what?
No, I had.
I haven't.
No. What happened was Saturday night. You know, as you know, I'm kind of a skinny guy. I don't eat a lot. And, I thought, I want to get some ice cream.
I want to go get me a pizza, some donuts.
And Casey's was closed.
So, Casey's never closes.
No,
that's a
I'm
lie.
Joking. No, I'm joking. No, but I'm like, all right, I made the mistake of saying to my wife, I'm going out to get a little bit of ice cream.
I'm going
to
go get some ice cream.
Hey! And she says, well, go get my favorite, too.
And you're, oh, wow, great. And you're like, what's that?
What's that? No, I knew what she likes. I know. Exactly.
Honey, I don't think
likes.
Ben & Jerry's makes hairy balls, but I'll give it a shot.
Is that next to the Chubby Hubby? Or?
That's right. Where's that to say? Cherry Garcia?
Oh, wait, it's under the Chubby Hubby, the hairy
balls. There you go.
Yeah, so this isn't really the story, but I can't, you know, it took me a while to find her exact thing she wanted.
What did she want?
Oh, just some ice cream cone thing. I don't know what the hell it is.
Drumsticks?
It's like some special drumsticks.
Oh, I love the drumsticks, man.
Well, that's not really my story. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I love drumsticks.
I know I'm stretched for time here, but just to cut to the chase, I go to checkout, right, express lane, and for some odd reason, all the aisles are open.
Wow, that's amazing.
In Express, it's 10 o'clock at night, Saturday night. There's hardly anyone in Walmart.
We're just waiting for all the methamphetamine people to bring their Sudafed through.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is, like, amazing. This is, like, a dream come true. You know, I've got two things. I'm going to get out of here quick. I've got cash. I can pay for it. I don't have to write. And I'm just excited, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited, so I
you're
I
running.
I know, it's like slow motion. I get up there, and I put it up on cashier, and right this exact second, a group of either late teenagers or possibly 20-year-olds, I'm not sure what it was, they show up.
Yeah.
And it's like five guys and a chick.
We're going to get a bunch of chips and some toilet paper?
No, they weren't buying anything. Now, the girl is dressed like in a trench coat.
Uh-huh.
But underneath, she's dressed like she's in a Britney Spears video.
Hit me, baby, one
yeah,
more
yeah, the little schoolgirl thing. Yeah, she's dressed like that.
So, instantly, you were distracted from your task.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was distracted. Now...
Let me see. I was here going to get... What was that? I can't...
Am
I married? Do I have children? Yeah. Or just
I'm trying to get off the wedding ring. You know, I was like,
no. You won't come off. Too much ice cream.
Remember, I only have two items to get. Two freaking items.
Right, yeah.
And now these people want to shoot a little video of the cashiers.
Doing what?
Just fucking off.
Okay.
And the cashier leaves and takes off and starts doing this.
Okay.
I'm standing there waiting with my freaking ice cream, my drumsticks. And they're like, hey, do like a Charlie's Angel pose. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. All right. This is cool. Oh.
And you're like, you know, I shot Hannah McComb. I can tell you how to do that, kids.
No, I didn't give a shit. I wanted to stick the camera up someone's ass. I was pissed off. Like, they're all doing it. They're all screwing off.
Great.
They're all screwing off, man.
Has this made you angry or something?
I had two freaking items. You understand
that?
You
should have just walked out with them.
I want to check out. I have cash in my hand. I'm ready to check out.
Did you have exact change? You could just drop it down and walk out.
I wish. I wish I had the cojones to do that. I didn't.
Hey, I got to eat this stuff before it melts, for Christ's sake. I don't want a milkshake.
No, it wasn't even that, but you understand what I'm saying?
Chill, fat boy, we're making a video.
I just wanted to like do like a get in, get out kind of thing. I didn't want to really spend all the time, you know, with whatever this is, whatever screw fest this is going on.
That could be a young John Waters over there taping.
I give a shit if it was Spielberg, you know. Yeah. I don't give a crap. These dumbasses, whatever they were doing shooting the video...
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you're on a candid camera.
I guess. It's like, how much bullshit can you take at Walmart?
So did you get checked out or what?
All right. So finally, this breaks up and the group takes off. They're all like, woo, we're out of here. Let's go, kids. And so, like, this old broad gets back there. She's like, oh, those kids. Those crazy kids.
Oh, she's an old broad. Okay.
Yeah, it was like an older lady, too. And she's all like, they're on some kind of scavenger hunt or something.
And they're like, hey, honey, I got this. I'm buying this six-pack of Mountain Dew. I got a video. I think he ran up one of the other checkers.
Where can you stick this 12-pack?
I'm working on this 24-hour camera phone video. Anyway, it's six ways to open a Mountain Dew, and I got one for you. That's what I'm talking about, Sally.
You dumbasses. Jeez.
We'll just go right over here in the layaway room and take care of that, and you can put on something saucy there out of the layaway.
Why couldn't the lady just, like, check out my stuff?
Just a minute, kids.
And send me on my way. It would have taken like 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
Well, I don't think she was. Well, see, there you go. That's why I wanted.
2 seconds. I would have been out. I was the only one there.
I'm trying to go to school so that I don't have to work at Walmart.
There's like four lanes, right?
Yeah.
There's a worker at each lane. No, they drop everything to do this.
Great. Oh, I mean, all four of them.
Yeah, they're fucking off. They're just screwing off.
I thought you just met your person.
Let's make a human pyramid. You know, I like, Jesus Christ, what people?
We're going to get naked and put smiley faces on our body parts.
Not with that group, no. I would have walked out of that point. I'd been like, no, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
Oh, well.
The horror. No, oh, well, my ass, man. Bullshit.
Well, you're just a cranky old man.
No, man, come on. Come on, man.
If I took like 2 seconds, you just couldn't. This ice cream, I gotta have it. I'm gonna rub
my
body.
You're right. I wanted my chocolate on chocolate cone, man. That's what I had.
Oh, ladies, please. You're talking about a fat man with an ice cream thing going on here.
I'm jonesing. That's right. I was just gonna say that. I was jonesing for that ice cream.
I'm jonesing for the ice cream.
You're right. I had a hard on for that ice cream.
Do you realize? You realize if I was looking for a hooker and you were a hooker that ran off, I'd kill you.
Yeah.
I would kill you dead.
Yeah, that's it. Like, well, we'll be back.
Oh, well. What are you going to do, man?
I don't know, man.
I guess that's why the Walmart's, off the profit.
Yeah.